And a very good morning, Southside Broadcasting Channel 1 for Hospedia. And we've got a marvellous special Friday, as ever, for your good self, in which we'll be joined by the son, of course, of the late, great, fantastic, talented Gerry Anderson. Jamie Anderson's going to be joining us, talking about his latest TV projects, and also why he won't be appearing on The One Show this evening. If you're listening to another radio station, you might have actually heard a certain Chris Evans say he's going to be on The One Show with him. No, he's a bit unwell, but he's okay for us at Southside, so great stuff there. We'll also be speaking to Maeve Moorcroft, an ace vet, talking about whether British people are really obsessed with our pets. And we've got ace writer Evgeny Gridnev as well. Plus, Rob Nichols will be joining us in the studio to talk about Discover Middlesbrough, somebody who did discover Middlesbrough and indeed also discovered the joys of the chaplaincy and is now the full-time team leader at the Chapel of the Good Samaritan here at the James Cook University Hospital. It is Reverend Marie Edwards. Marie, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning to you as well, Alex.
So, is this still Harvest Festival season? I suppose it is, really. I mean, I often tend to think of that as being September as opposed to October. Are we still in the season of Harvest Festival as such?
Yes, we are, yeah. Quite a few of the churches in the area will still be having their sort of Harvest Festivals this week and perhaps even into next week. Mm. So, yes, quite a few of them will still be, and schools as well, will still be having the Harvest Festival, collective worships and morning assemblies and things as well.
And this is something which clearly, with the current campaign to get an awareness raised about where our food comes from. We use the line, think farm yards rather than food miles.
Yes.
I mean, it's a constant line, and I think the sort of the shock that people sometimes experience when we asked a youngster, basically, where do they get milk from? Well, the supermarket. Well, you know, there are things like, it's really a case of a time to think about, well, where does our food come from, and why should we be grateful and thankful for it, really?
It is, absolutely, and I think it's important that we understand that there's people out there working very hard to produce the food that we eat and the things that we drink, and to understand that not everybody's as fortunate as us and can just walk down the street to a Tesco or an Aldi or wherever they want to go to. So, yeah, it's important to understand where our food comes from. It's basic source and the fact there's people working very hard to produce it and package it up and send it off for us to go and buy.
And although I can understand people say, well, it's all very scientific, etc., I think from our point of view, certainly having the notion from the Christian message of ensuring that actually it's really the essence of life that we see here that we're grateful for, in terms of if you take away the bread of life, I mean, the classic line, man or woman cannot live by bread alone. I sort of inserted a little bit of political correctness in that particular thing there. But that is important, because it's important that the spirit is nourished as well.
It is, absolutely, and I think harvest time is a time for remembering that we've got people who are struggling in life and perhaps haven't got as much as their neighbour might have, or the town or the village up the road might have. And when you look at the way churches and schools celebrate the harvest and bring their goods together and share it out, it's about sharing what's good in life and sharing what's important in life and coming together to worship and praise God for Christians is an important part of that. And remembering just, you know, that God is there with us in everything that we do, and we get our bounty from him as well as in our spiritual life, as well in our physical life as well.
You've been full-time chaplain now for nearly 4 months, five
yes,
months?
Yes, coming
four,
up there,
four,
yes,
four months,
July.
Et how are you settling in? How's it bedding down?
All right, yeah, good. Malcolm left a very good legacy behind and was well organised for the first couple of months after he left, so we've just been picking that up. And now we're going to be looking at how we can sort of raise the profile of the chaplaincy and bring it forward and help the trust over the next few months in a very difficult climate. So hopefully we'll be there to support the staff and the patients and their families as the trust move forwards as well.
Absolutely. And of course, it's well worth reminding people that the tremendous assets that's provided by the chaplaincy itself, or certainly the chapel of the Good Samaritan, is that it's there when people do need to have time to reflect and just actually have a few moments to actually, whether it's a prayer of thanks, whether it's a prayer of need, whatever the sort of thought happens to actually be, it is actually there to effectively sort of be as a resource for people.
Absolutely. It's open to everybody, regardless of whether they've got a faith or a belief system of any kind. You can come in. It's a quiet space. All the noise is blocked out from the corridor. It's open 24 hours a day, and it's a beautiful place to just come and sit and reflect and think. There's usually somebody in the office if anybody wants to have a chat, but most of the time it's just a quiet space to come and think and reflect.
We can't really emphasise just how important that is, because I mean, Marie came in this morning and I'm having to do like three or four things to sort out various answer phone messages, collect various other bits and pieces and sort that thing through. you still need to be centred, and it's really having a faith or belief that probably actually keeps you sane in a world which sometimes seems as though it's getting a little bit hectic.
Absolutely. I mean, some people look at autumn and harvest time as a time where things die off and things become bare and empty, but actually it's just the world resting, and we need to do the same as well. We need to just be able to take that time out and step back and just have some time to ourselves.
Before we know it, it'll be the month of the Holy Souls. We'll be talking about, obviously, remembering as well. Absolutely. As far as future things are concerned. Great news is you're able to stick around for a little bit today and actually take part in some of our programming, which is brilliant stuff from that point of view. So for the moment, Reverend Marie Edwards, many thanks indeed. Oh, actually, quick reminder, it might be worthwhile noting that people say, this is where we're going. Where is the chapel? Of course, it's the north entrance. That's the easiest way to get to it. Yep. Go to the north entrance and then turn left at reception. And you can't miss it, really.
It's just along there. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Very straightforward.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 3334. That's 01642 22 3334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was the recipe?
That's the recipe.
If you
would like a more simple solution, you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential and nursing care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough, providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential, nursing and dementia service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 33 34. That's 01642 22 33 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
My wife Betty was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Through the surgery and telling our daughters, I could still remain positive, but eventually I felt there was nothing more I could do for her. That's when I felt I was falling. That's when Tony was brilliant.
I would offer support to the family wherever I could, ultimately helping Betty fulfil her wish of passing away at home.
No one should face cancer alone. With your support, more nurses like Tony can be there for people like Betty and Bill. Text Tony to 70550 to donate £5 today. We are Macmillan Cancer Support.
We receive 94p of every pound donated.
Wonderful stuff. Okay, moving on. We are amazed in terms of the recent figures that have come out from nations and vets and pets and various other things. Over 2 in 5 pet owners say I love you to their pet twice a day. Holidaying pet owners even phone home to speak to their beloved animals. And most of us admit to saying I love you at least twice a day to not our partners, but our pets. These are quite extraordinary figures, and to address them and provide a certain amount of wonderful Irish insight into the whole sequence of this health system, we're delighted to actually welcome ace veterinary surgeon Maeve Moorcroft. Maeve, welcome to the programme. How are you?
Thank you very much, Alex. I'm fine.
These are fantastic figures. I mean, in many ways, you've got over 24 years' experience as a vet, and I mean, every so often you hear tales of people which suggest, well, we aren't a nation of pet lovers. But I mean, this is quite a good story, actually, overall, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is based on information from the Pets at Home VIP Club, which has 2.5 million members. So, again, it's the first time ever that such a large amount of data has been gathered together. And as you've already mentioned, a lot of us actually tend to love our pets even more than our partners.
And does it sort of depend on the style of the pet or the species? I mean, have we got the same sort of thoughts, whether it's a hamster, whether it's a gerbil, whether it's a cat, dog, or indeed a boa constrictor?
Yeah, actually, it does seem to stretch right across the different species. I mean, fish are actually the most popular pet that is kept, with 23 million fish being kept in the UK, and dogs and cats are now about equal, with about 9 million each of dogs and cats. But again, it really doesn't matter if you're into your hamster, and the best name we had for all of the small furries was Elvis Yoda Cheeseburger the First. How's that for a name for your hamster?
I'll just run that past us again. Elvis Yoda Cheeseburger
the First. Yes.
We actually have hospital chaplain Marie Edwards in the studio, etc. Marie, I don't know if you've ever sort of officiated at a christening where maybe you've had to... No, that won't even go there. But Marie, you've read the article. Any thoughts from yourself?
I've been at a pet service at a church before where people have bought... They bring mainly dogs and little furry things, as opposed to, thankfully, the boa constrictor that you mentioned. I've never actually done anything personally, but I'm not surprised really. Actually, we're, as human beings, we can be very loving, and pets are so loving in return without expecting anything back from you, so it's not surprising really that we care for them a great deal. Nice to hear.
Looking at the whole range of the breakdown of statistics, as you rightly said, my fish are coming well in at the top there. I used to have a time for my goldfish, which was called Spotty, although he lost all his spots and lived, and thinking about 15 when he actually sort of finally headed off heavenward. So I was well pleased with Spotty. I don't think I would have necessarily actually been Skyping Spotty, or indeed actually sort of using social media to actually sort of share the joy that was Spotty with the world. But in terms of obviously cats, dogs, rabbits, horses, guinea pigs, hamsters, and of course the classic invertebrates, the tortoise is still in there. Is this something where, you know, people are using the technology to interact more with their pets, or is it partly a case of, look, what a great time our pets having on Facebook?
It is amazing. That was one of the key things that came out of it, actually. More and more people tend to put pictures of their pets more than anything else on social media, and 26% tweet about their pets, and most pet owners have more than 100 photographs of their pet on their phone, which was amazing. I am one of the 80% who has a picture of one of my pets as the wallpaper on my phone, but what did surprise us was 20% of owners actually have a social media profile set up for their pets, which is way higher than we were expecting.
In terms of obviously pets at home itself, from that point of view, breaking the thing down into the north-south divide, this was something else which I thought was quite fascinating, that dogs are the pick in Northern Ireland, Wales and Scotland and the north of England. Those people yes. living in London, south and the south and east of England actually prefer cats.
Yeah, there definitely is a divide. And actually, in the East Midlands, 26% of the population have a dog, compared to 20% having a cat. So it does seem to depend on which part of the country you're in as to what you're more likely to have.
Well, Maria, do you have any pets in the Edwards household?
We don't. We did have fish up until a couple of years ago, and sadly they are with us no longer. We have three children, and they would love pets galore. We'd be like a petting zoo if it was up to them. But unfortunately, we've neither the time nor the space to give what they need. So.
Yeah, and it is important to make sure before you take on a pet that you do research exactly what their needs
Absolutely.
Are, the space, how long they're going to live,
yeah.
and make sure you're able to give that commitment.
Yeah, they wanted to look after the school pet at one point, but our back garden is all open and I was frightened it would run away because it's a big fat rabbit. So I said, unfortunately, we couldn't do that either.
Yeah.
Tragedy. Never mind. And it is a very serious point because obviously there is a commitment. I mean, I've obviously mentioned Spotty the goldfish. I have had Tigger and Flash, who are both cats, and indeed a dog who used to be called Blackie. But again, for reasons of time and space, it just wouldn't be fair with respect to that. In fact, even a Tamagotchi probably wouldn't be fair on that particular basis. But finally, Maeve, in terms of general thoughts on taking pets on holiday, I remember being astounded by the French people over in Paris that they'd actually walk their cats and a variety of other bits and pieces. Is that something which in Britain we're more tending to do now, that, you know, even paying an extra
yeah.
£126 for the privilege of taking your
yeah,
pet on holiday?
Absolutely. We were surprised that a third of owners now take their pets on holidays, and quite a few will actually spend over £200. It is great that a lot more, you know, pubs and B&Bs and hotels do let you take dogs particularly with you. One of the weirdest things that came out was a third of people actually pack a special wardrobe for their pet when they're going on holidays. Don't ask me what goes in it, but they actually have little outfits for their
Maeve,
dog to wear.
Maeve, earlier this year we covered for the Sci-Fi London Film Festival Sci-Fido. We had dogs quite literally dressed as Darth Vader and K-9. It's
That says it all.
Well, it's extraordinary. Petsathome.com is obviously the go-to website to find out more information, a variety of other things within that whole field. Maeve, you've shared some of your own thoughts on pets. Finally, any advice on people who are listening to this who might just be considering, you know, should they go for the cat, should they go for the rabbit, should they go for the invertebrate? What sort of thoughts would you actually put into place for people who are thinking of maybe getting a pet?
Definitely, there's a lot of information available online, or you can go into one of our many stores around the country and speak to one of the trained colleagues who can give you advice and make sure you get the pet that's actually suited for your lifestyle.
And being the main vet at Pets at Home, is that pretty much the dream job for yourself, Maeve?
I have to say yes. Being surrounded all day by people who love pets and work with pets, it doesn't get much better than that.
Well, it just shows the quality. You're probably sort of echoing the lines of St. Francis, if I'm keeping the other sort of line going on that basis. Maeve, it's been fantastic sharing some thoughts with you yourself on this amazing survey. Again, petsathome.com, a good sort of wonderful website. The headline was, "Are we really that obsessed by our pets?" I think it's a healthy obsession. What do you think, Maeve?
Absolutely. The health benefits and the benefits to children and the elderly and the lonely, it is definitely a good obsession.
Brilliant. So two final questions. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this morning?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
So I take it we possibly might be able to persuade you to join us again in the not-too-distant future and keep us updated about Pets at Home and all other pet materials and so on.
Definitely, Alex.
Maeve Moorcroft, many thanks indeed. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call
Lincoln
us home.
Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.